Blog Talk Radio.
It's Mufon Ron and my co-host, Blue Shit. Give us a call tonight. Lines are open. 347-637-1980. Blue Shit, what's on your mind? What's the call today?
Well, I got two things. First is something I found on the internet. You know, there's great Instagram stuff, but I found this one that says, you know, from an unknown source, it says tomorrow. It's a noun. A mystical land where 99% of all human productivity, motivation, and achievement is stored. Tomorrow. It's something that happens. Anyway, and then, of course, I got a quote, I guess. It's sort of. It says, a lie has many variations. The truth, none. And that's apparently an African proverb. And it looks like there's a source. It looks like a Blindfold is the company or something that came from. Or that made this... This little Instagram thing. But anyway,
yeah.
I thought I'd share those with you, because today we're just kind of like talking about what we think's going on and some of the other people that think something's going on. And
okay,
the various.
So let's get right back into the macrobes.
Macrobes, the enemy of humanity, macrobes. The artificial intelligence that, you know, rules the world, or, you know, whatever. Anyway,
Do we know what color they are, or what they might look like? I saw where there was some fallen activity on Art Bell's show, and there's pictures there that say it's an alien form, and they're, like, white, and, like, tentacles, and... If you go to Art Bell Dark Matter or his new show,
really,
it kind of, yeah, I saw that and went, huh. So anyway, that's posted on Art Bell's new show. You know, he's back on with Sirius and XM Radio. One of the reasons that I started this show is started listening to Art Bell classic shows, and he just started his new show Monday night. And of course, George Norrie's with Coast to Coast from midnight to 4 a.m. But they were talking about, but anyway, they had some interesting pictures about an alien form that was on there. But anyway, go to Art Bell, Dark Matter. He's on Sirius Radio, XM Radio. He's back on the air. He's been gone for 14 years, and his guests have been phenomenal. But anyway, they had a picture on there with some alien, artificial things falling from the sky that were like plastic looking and white with blue eyes, and very interesting. So,
you know, that
anyway.
Sounds exactly like what I discussed the other day, which was that was one of the macros that I saw. That wasn't the one that Jed, my friend Jed, saw that was on our show, but it was that one. Just like what
yeah.
you described. And
yeah,
this,
they look like tentacles and, you know, like an octopus, you know, arm, or it was interesting looking. But
if you go to, and I did reference that as well. That was the other thing I referenced, which is Lord Azathoth on Wikipedia. H.P. Lovecraft, the Lovecraftian rendering, somebody drew it up. It's a flute playing alien with tentacles that's in outer space, and that's a that's exactly what I was
like
talking about.
Yeah, and there's a picture, like I said, posted on Art Bell's website, Dark Matter, and like I said, I've been listening to him for years, and still do absolutely. I'm a fan, but thought that was interesting. Had a person on the show last night that was interesting, talking about the new Voyager that's going to the moon and to look at the fact that, you know, I've been there for years and that Obama is the president they've chosen to come out to say that there has been life form and structures, even though NASA's had it for years, but he's the one that's supposed to announce to the world that they've been there, they are there, that's where they're going, and I think they said it takes a month for it to get there, and it's, I think it left Monday, so why they chose him to announce it, very interesting. There's pictures also on Art Bell's Dark Matter website for that also. Probably the most interesting stuff that I've seen this way.
Hmm.
But it goes back to the backgrounds that you're talking about also, which, I mean, like I said, just take a look at it. The pictures are posted. They also posted an alien that was, oh, it's a great story. I think it was his second mind with, and all the pictures are there also. And talking about this extraterrestrial, has to do with the dog story, by the way, that you mentioned earlier. And the loss of his dog, it's a great story. Kept him in the freezer for years. Oh, no, not years. Sorry about that. Was in the freezer for a few days. There's pictures of his skull. There's pictures of the craft that, by the way, did not hover. It was anchored, which is an interesting word. When he felt it touch the ship, it freezed his hand, so it was extremely cold. He felt like he was inside the craft for a minute. Didn't recognize it as being this alien. Kicked him out. Put him in a freezer, tape ducked his head, has it on video. It's just a great, that's the closest I've seen to, you know, anyway, Art Bell's been gone for 14 years. His guests, and George is, they're all great guests. There, it's like there's an awakening. It's like there's more of us than them, which is great. So.
Yep.
Back to microbes.
Yep.
What you were, you know, talking about last week. I'm just saying that's my follow up to what we talked about last week, as far as what I've been saying. Very interesting.
Well, let's connect some more dots. We'll go in that direction. What you're just talking about. One of the groups that I was going to talk about, now we're talking about Facebook right now, so everyone should log on to Facebook and then search UFO/ET support group. And on this particular site, it says open group, an individual's first close encounter with extraterrestrial spacecraft can be a profound and life-changing moment. They're here to lend support and help ease your transition into this new reality.
Exactly.
And then it says, please take a moment to research seriousdisclosure.com and their projects, again, to help gain a sense of clarity. We're all in this together, and EC civilizations wish nothing but the best for us.
Absolutely.
They say that there is no ET threat, but then again, you know, I differ in that opinion. However, you know, you're gonna have to make up your own mind. They say there will never be an ET invasion. Well, you know, that could also be true. You know, where from their point of view, they're saying, well, the extraterrestrials are not going to invade, the ones that, you know, everyone seems to be talking about. However, macrobes.
Well, Kyle, can I say something real quick?
Sure.
MUFON is a site that, by the way, that I think at this point, and I've been a member for a few months, that I wouldn't join unless I had some faith in it, absolutely, as far as freedom thinkers, intelligent thinking, same page thinking. If you do talk to somebody that is a representative of MUFON, whether investigator or that they are a member, they have a member number. I have been assigned, I am a member of MUFON. They have any questions at all, or if they feel like they're not comfortable in talking, the first thing they should ask is their MUFON number. We all have one. I have one. Blue Ship does not have one. He is not a member. That's his choice. Doesn't matter. I do. I can also verify my number with MUFON, and they are very encouraged, very intelligent, very open-minded. So if you are contacting somebody from MUFON, or they contact you, the first thing you should ask is for their number. Make sure it's verified, and it is no big deal. Back to you, Blue Ship.
Yep. Like I said, I am not a member, but I do advocate the use of the reporting service because there is a point to it, and it's very, very important that we get the bigger picture.
Absolutely.
And if we don't document it because somebody's, well, they're afraid to do it because they're afraid of MUFON or the Men in Black or whatever, you need to understand that, you know, if you had an experience, you need to report it. The reason you need to report it is because you got to help the bigger picture, all right? You got to do this to help everyone else out. And MUFON is putting things together to help out the bigger picture, okay? And I see that, and so I advocate it, or, you know, whatever. Back to the macrobes and the Art Bell stuff that he was talking about. I was mentioning on ET UFO ET support group. The last post on UFO ET support group on Facebook is actually the same post that you were talking about. Art Bell, Dark Matter with Dr. Stephen Greer.
You're right.
So, you know, I'm actually going to have to take a listen to this this episode, you know, because it sounds like a lot of the stuff that I was saying, they're saying.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot to mention the new producer, and maybe that's what you were trying to tell me earlier about Sirius. I can't remember the name of it. His last name is Fox. He has put up a reward, and it is for at the minimum of $100,000, and could be more, for actual proof of space, aliens, extraterrestrial craft, whatever.
That's kind of funny.
A minimum of $100,000, and they said they would be more than glad to pay more. So,
ooh.
How about that?
Well,
does that not get somebody's attention? Is money? Is that what's going to take to wake them up finally? Great job, Mr. Fox, to put those two together. Instead of looking down for a lottery, but looking up for intelligence and also money. Fantastic job. So,
yeah.
We may get all kinds of calls, but yes, it is true. If you don't believe me, and by the way, this has not been announced yet. to the public. Actually, maybe on Art Bell's show, they might know about it. But it is for real. It is true. If you don't believe me, Google it. His last name is Fox. And the reward is $100,000.
$100,000. You know what I could do with $100,000, considering
minimum.
I'm doing this?
Minimum. So
minimum.
It's going to be all minimum. Be glad to pay more, he said.
That's crazy.
So how about a boost for what we're doing? Now people are going to start looking up. Finally, they're going to, I mean, people will now know, or most more than ever, what MUFON is, and realize that there are reporting. It's all, anyway, but you have to have documentation. It's pretty much the American Idol for people that's like us, saying, you know, we told you, but, you know, I wish we would have got money for what we've seen, but doesn't matter. But, yeah, it's for pictures. It's for the first one. I don't have how to break that down. But the first one has documented, so it must be. Anyway, Mr. Fox is doing it. He's got a new movie out. Be glad to pay more. So if you find something.
Cool.
I suggest you call Mr. Fox or MUFON or, you know, they can't wait to see it. So that's out there. So people will probably start looking up more. Thank God. About time.
Awesome. You know, that's pretty cool. You know, I mean, you know, if you think about what, you know, what I'm doing here, it cost $0 to do this, you know, and I'm able to do this. Imagine what I could do if I had $100,000 or more. Because I can do this with essentially no resources, because I utilize a power of the human race called manifestation.
That and I pay for the show.
Yep. See, it's something
I'm
to keep in mind.
I'm just being a smartass, Blue Ship. You know that.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely, and you know, hey, it's your personal expression, you know. It's your life. You live it however the hell you want to. No one tells you
By the way, this show costs me like $39 a month. So it's no big deal.
It's and it's a choice that everyone has. You don't censor yourself, you know. If someone says, oh, well, you're using vulgar language, well, you know what? I can use vulgar language as much as I want. You know, I'm not going to censor or edit myself to make you feel happy and good about your situation, because you chose to be in my world. You chose to, enter into this realm on your own, and I will not apologize for my decisions, for my expression. That is me, and I am here now. So,
why did somebody say something about you cussing or something?
No, I'm just simply pointing out that this is my life. This is the way I'm doing it, and it should be and it should be taken as an example. You know, don't censor yourself. Do not place limitation on yourself. If you place limitation on yourself, you can never be, you know, as great as you could possibly be. You will always be limited. You will always be held down if you cannot first free yourself from yourself. And the judgments of others are what you need to ignore in order to free yourself. You must make, you know, your own decisions and express yourself in your truest form. And that is what will help bring humanity forward. Living in fear.
Do you think Americans have gotten soft?
I think that they've gotten complacent. And, yeah.
You know what? Look at, I heard somebody talk about last night. They said if it was 50 years ago and they knew with emails and with social media and all that, 50 years ago, there would have been a fucking revolution. But now,
exactly,
it's not going to happen. But they said if it was 50 years ago, you would have told them then, it would have been a fucking revolution.
Exactly. And like I said, you know, there are many different levels of controls placed on, you know, the human race. And America is definitely under attack by flat-out terrorists. And they just don't, they just don't wear a turban and speak a different language and practice a different religion. You know,
they might just wear a police uniform, correct?
They could be doing that. But then again, in my personal opinion, I think that law enforcement and even some of the military people are so indoctrinated in such a manner that the culture has been modified to go against American values. The culture of law enforcement, the culture of military has gone in such a manner that in certain facets of these types of organizations, there is a manipulation of the culture, not necessarily what it is, and that culture has been modified and twisted to make the people that they swore to protect and serve doubt them and their honor and ability to just stand up and do their job. And it changes their behavior, this culture modification of law enforcement and culture modification of the military has made them behave in different ways and not even realize that they are doing it. And it goes against what they are, there for. And it detaches them and divides them from the people they're supposed to be interacting with. And this is a threat to the American way of life. And then, of course, the rest of the world should know by now, you don't screw with America. And anything that is screwing with America will have its day of reckoning, and it's probably going to be soon. So, moving forward, I want to go back to Facebook again.
Sure.
Another group that other people might find interrelated with me in certain ways is the CE5, which is like a human-initiated contact with an alien intelligence. And by alien intelligence, there are so many different kinds of intelligences out there that it's hard to say who you even are making contact with. Because you don't know, there isn't any good information on the different groups that are out there. There really isn't. It's all secondhand or misinterpreted. But if you go to Facebook.com and search for CE5, that's Charlie Echo Dash 5, CE5. There's a group of people that kind of understand this concept. Join up the group and see what kinds of posts are going on there, and definitely take a look into that because it does work, and you don't have to try very hard. You don't have to know a lot about this field about initiating contact. Just go to their website. They even have pamphlets and instruction manuals on how to do this. Essentially call down UFOs. But then again, I can do that myself. It's not hard. But just remember, you're calling down a UFO. That UFO's got a pilot, normally a huge crew. And you call them down. Most people are looking at UFOs, and they see them shoot off into the distance. Okay?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You see him shoot off into the distance and stuff, and you're like, oh, well, what the hell was that? You know, oh, the UFO is gone. Okay. Well, a lot of people think that they're actually flying away, or when a military aircraft comes to intercept it, you know, it flies off. It flies off away.
They just disappear, don't they?
Yeah, you think they disappear, but here's the reality of what you're seeing. Whenever you see a shooting star or a UFO that flies off,
it's not a comet.
It's not a comet. Almost every person who's ever seen a comet or thinks they've seen a comet, unless it's one of the ones like Halley's Comet or something like that, all right, it is not
up.
A comet. It is a UFO.
There's one coming up, though.
That is a comet, and there's some interesting stuff behind that, and I will have a guest that can comment on it coming very soon. What you're seeing when you see those shooting stars, they are actually UFOs, but they are not flying off in the distance. A lot of people don't realize, you know, the world that they are on is spinning at 3,600 kilometers per hour. You are moving at 3,600 kilometers per hour. You are moving very fast, but speed is relative to the experiencer and the consciousness that is experiencing their current rate of movement, all right? Now, what you need to understand about the technology that that some of these UFOs use is that they are not actually flying off into the distance. They are not speeding up or accelerating. In actuality, what they are doing is they are going to zero point. They are stopping. And you are continuing to move. Not the other way around. It's back. Everyone has it backwards. The UFOs don't fly off. The UFOs stop, and you are moving 3,600 kilometers per hour. So, therefore, you're moving away from the UFO. The UFO is staying right where it was.
Now, that makes sense.
You know, I mean, it's basic logic. You know, it's like you know, you put an orange, you know, or whatever in your car on your dashboard. You know, you start accelerating, the orange, you know, might shift a little bit. But, you know, once you get up to 60 miles an hour and you put the orange on the dashboard, it's not going to roll around because the orange is moving 60 miles an hour. But speed is relative.
Hey, real quick, one of our avid followers and listener, Tracy from Tulsa, wrote in and said, love the show. She wants to hear anything paranormal. She's also very interested in NDEs and afterlife and psychics and also meditation and astral projection and all of that stuff. Would be very interesting to see how many people in our area that have stories about stuff like that. She loves Coast to Coast, and she's so excited that we have a similar format. She said, maybe I'll be brave someday and call in. Tracy,
cool.
Thanks for listening. We have set up a guest in the near future. She knows who it is, and we'll announce it in the future. Tracy, thank you so much for listening. Would love to hear you call in some night. You know the number. If not, the number is 347-637-1980. Tracy, thanks for listening. Back to you, Blue Chef.
Okay, yeah, let's see, what was I talking about? So human initiated contact, CE5. It works. I don't use the manual, I do things differently. I exercise, you know, like universal law. I utilize some of the human powers that, you know, people have just forgotten about, that have atrophied over time via many different sources, you know, external influences, elders not passing down the knowledge, et cetera, et cetera. One of the other things that she mentioned was like past lives or something like that, and astral projection.
Yeah.
We should definitely cover that sometime. But past lives, you know, a lot of people don't realize because, you know, there are systems that have atrophied our knowledge base and remembering where we came from. Unfortunately, one of these things is the people who started forming up the Catholic Church. Not what the Catholic Church is now, but beforehand, the people who held the councils of Nicaea and manipulated the religious institutions early on. One of the things that they decided to do was get rid of the idea of reincarnation in the West. As everyone knows, reincarnation is accepted and understood in the East, like in the Asiatic countries, and even Russia. Don't think that, you know, the color of your skin, you know, determines whether you believe in this kind of stuff or not. Because remember, the word lie is in belief.
Yeah.
And so it's important to understand that, some of the abilities to call down UFOs, all right, are not necessarily limited to your genetics. And they are not limited to, whether you read it in a manual and learned how to do it and remembered, you know, your power. Sometimes these abilities to do these kinds of things are of a reincarnation nature. The consciousness of the being that is actually doing this may be doing it subconsciously, and not necessarily have control over what it's doing. And this is another way that they can be, these other intelligences can be contacted. And it's just a continuation of that past life. Now, it would be interesting if people could understand what my past life history was. They would understand that what I'm doing now is like a continuation of that past life. And if you can wrap your head around that, you might be well on your way to understanding the reality in which you exist. So, like I said, people, keep an open mind and understand that with the center of the universe, you know, categorizing things is not exactly what you should do. You know, understand that if you do that, you have to understand that there is always another level of, you know, what's out there and what's possible. Your understanding needs to not be based on what we told you or what someone else told you or what you heard through the grapevine.
Yeah.
You must actually consciously go out and seek new knowledge and then actually communicate with your neighbors and your friends and family and stuff and people you don't know and explain what you found. Everyone seems to take information or something that they learned to their grave now and never tell a soul. For fear of ridicule and fear of ostracization. For me, on the other hand, this is not something that I am concerned about. I pity the fool, and it's as plain as, and I'm going to keep it as plain as that. The fool will basically only revel in their misunderstandings of the world. Ignorance is not bliss. It is damning. And in some cases, it's life-threatening. Because if you were to, see everyone jumping off a cliff, would you jump off the cliff because there was no one left? Or would you jump off the cliff because, well, everyone else was doing it? Or would you just, realize, hey, if I jump off that cliff, then I'm going to end up dead just like everyone else that did. You know, it's the way you look at things, you know. Though it may be dirty to look at that, you know.
Are you on the cliffs I've jumped off? A bunch.
But you understand what I'm saying, right? I'm using like an analogy. I tried to pick one that was, you know, has been used before, but you know,
reminds me of my favorite stories of jumping off a cliff was probably Yosemite Park in the Sequoias, and my dad said, there's no way he's going to jump off that. Bet my mom $5, and I was like, you know, I didn't grow up rich. It was like, $5 is like, well, hell yeah, this is going to happen. So that was a huge cliff that I jumped off in beautiful Yosemite Park. Thank God that my parents worked hard and put myself and my sister in college and hard workers. And we used to have something called a vacation.
Oh, man, vacation. What's that?
Yeah, got rewarded with a vacation because they worked their ass off. And I'm lucky still have my parents. And they worked their ass off. But what we did was we went on vacation because we knew how bad it was. We were fucking going on vacation. And we went everywhere in the United States. And been to... it's like that song. I've been everywhere, man. Da, 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 da. That's what we did. We had our camper. And we went and traveled everywhere and got to see the country. So, love jumping off that cliff. One of my favorites. In Yosemite Park. Sequoias. Remember vacations? If you don't, it sucks. You just don't get those. Nobody take time out. But another interesting story is, another cliff story is, and was we were at the Illinois River, and I think I might have had a Pepsi or two. Could hear the water below me. It must have been, I don't know. I have no idea. We got there late at night. It was an argument with my ex-wife. We got there, pulled up. The party was already there. I could hear the water. I'd never been there before. And I just said, fuck it. Jumped off. And the pure darkness, could hear the water, and nothing happened. And it was about a 30-foot drop. And they picked me up about a mile or so down the river. So I know about jumping off cliffs. Just a blind faith. Probably shouldn't, I mean, if you break things down, probably should not have done that. But I'm still here.
Yep. Well, you never know until, you know, you take that leap of faith. But, you know, like I said,
That was absolutely stupid, though, quite frankly.
Nevertheless, good story, and you know, hopefully we conveyed a point of some kind. Not sure what it is, but you know, that's why you're listening. we're just saying what we feel. You have you're all individuals out there having your own experience listening to this show, and you take it as however you take it. You know, everyone's different, all experiencing their own reality. And,
I guess what I'm saying is sometimes you just gotta. Sometimes you got to take a risk to make sure you're still alive. You know, if you get so closed in a box that you can't think or you're worried about stuff, you know, live a little. Because I'm not saying you should jump off the cliff to the Illinois River where you might be killed immediately. But you think, oh, my God, I'm still alive. This is awesome.
Exactly. And, you know,
it could pause any minute. I'm reflecting on something tonight because, and I'd like to dedicate this show to a fallen member of the 1981 class, Sepulpa. Her name was Cheryl Pulliam. She died of cancer at the age of 50. She was a teacher. She was beautiful. She left a couple of daughters. some grandchildren. She lived in Oklahoma City. She was a very sweet girl. Beautiful, very nice, and died way too young. So this show is dedicated to Cheryl. A moment of silence for Cheryl. Amen. Back to you, Bruce.
Cancer. Man, that cancer is just, well, it's a problem. And, you know, I mean, you already got problems with you, you know, and you go and you get chemicals put in you, which are also their own problem, and somehow you manage to get better, right? Well, I don't like that idea. You know, I don't like the idea of putting more chemicals in your body when, you know, you're already, your body's already sick, you know, or something like that. You know, I'm gonna have a guest come on, and they're gonna talk on cancer, and they're gonna tell you the things you need to know about. The people that go get treated immediately find out, well, I have cancer. I need to go to a doctor and start something immediately because that's what's recommended. Okay, you know what? I recommend that if you do find out you have cancer, you should definitely get cured. You know, unfortunately, the commercialized information about cancer just plays into a current system that manages, treats it, and then, unfortunately, I think, in my personal opinion, that it's being caused by the same part of the same cycle. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, the doctors are giving you cancer, because that's obviously ridiculous. That's not the case. But something else is that justifies the existence of how they do deal with cancer. And like I said, I'm going to have a guest that, you know, is going to come on and give you more information about cancer. So when you find out you have cancer, you can make a, you know, a more complete decision rather than one based in fear of dying. Because, you know, when people are scared, their IQ drops, and they seek to anyone lending out a hand, and anyone that claims that they can cure them, but they don't really ask how they know how to cure them. They don't ever ask for any kind of, you know, of proof, you know, that their solution is the correct one. I'm going to, you know, rather than, you know, a lot of you may have noticed, well, I'm talking about all these problems that nobody's really noticed, you know, or potentially things that people just can't handle because, you would have to rethink your entire existence. Well, you know what? Good, because you needed it. But I'm not without heart.
Sorry to interrupt again, but I'm outside looking at the sky and like to say hello to our listeners from the Astronomy Club of Tulsa. They finally have clear skies. It's absolutely beautiful outside. Go outside and look at the stars. Look above. It's absolutely beautiful. They've tried to have meetings here the last 2 or 3 months and have had rain, whatever. Clear skies tonight for our friends at the Astronomy Club in Tulsa that meets outside of Mounds with the observatory out there. Look forward to listening to somebody from – they're testing equipment out there tonight. They told everybody to bring out their new toys with their telescopes and everything. They got clear skies tonight. And I can't wait to hear the stories and what they found. Thanks for listening to Astronomy Club in Tulsa. Can't wait to have one of the members on our show. Back to you, Blue Ship.
Yep. That's a great hobby to have. You know, a lot of people are always looking at the city lights. They're always hurting their eyes. But you know what? Never hurts your eyes. Looking up at the stars. That's
Absolutely.
Something that never hurts your eyes. Just don't look at the sun because you know. That's not a good idea, but, you know, look up at the stars and you'll get a feeling of just, wow, you know, look at what I'm experiencing and then feel it. Don't just look up there and say, oh, well, that's so far away. You know, let it put things into perspective. And think about what you could do, you know, for the world rather than just simply being a doer. The world is full of doers, you know, that do things. They get up, they go to work, and they get a paycheck, and then they're satisfied. You know, and they don't come up with any new ideas. They just accept the position that they're at and look at the end goal of that position. You know, if I do that position for 20 years and I get a pension, and are you really happy that you just broke your back for 20 years and you got a pension and then inflation happens? Are you really happy with that? You know, let's say you work for 20 years and you get your pension. Okay, well, what did you learn during those 20 years? You know, I mean, don't you think someone else could benefit from what you learned breaking your back for 20 freaking years or longer?
Yeah.
What do you have to offer, you know, retirees? You know, we don't want to hear your complaints, the younger generation. We don't want to hear your complaints about how things were better back in the day when you're not actually taking action and making it better because you have the experience. You saw how things changed. You have the responsibility to make it better with your experience. You know, I could go so as far as to say, and you know, in from one certain point of view, be absolutely 100% correct when I say it's your fault things are messed up because you didn't change it for the better. You just got complacent and you did as you're told, like a good slave. And, you know, here in America, we don't do that, especially not by choice. It's very un-American, and you should definitely be more motivated. But, you know, that being said, let's go to something that I'm doing. One of the things that I, you know, Kyle Dickey Blue Shift, am doing. One of the things that I did is I live in Oklahoma, and I noticed that there is nothing about UFOs or I guess you say space aliens or whatever here in Oklahoma.
Blue Shift, I got another thought. I was watching Battleship with my nephew yesterday, and have you seen the movie?
Yeah, no, that's a kick-ass movie.
Yeah, towards the end, they're like, well, we're out of ships. And he said, nah, we got one more. And they brought in those old dogs, and they fired up that son of a bitch with steam. Those guys, I tell you what, man, they fought their ass off, you know. And I tell you what, man, they were some bad sons of bitches. They fought hard, you know. We got to remember. I'll tell you what, they better be glad that I'm not president because I would have those guys that are clear-minded and those tough sons of bitches. I tell you what, they fired up that thing and they got her dead.
Yeah, you know, that's something that everyone should think about too is, you know, don't forget that, you know, I'm not saying don't forget those that that protected you in the past, you know, the veterans and stuff.
Hell no.
But you know what? Think about it this way. Don't forget they're still around.
Damn right they are.
And those are going to, you know, be some of the people that, you know, when the day comes, even though they may have been mistreated in the past, disrespected after what they have done for you, you know,
they still hold truth.
They'll
fire their ass up in a minute, won't they?
They will. And not only that, they will, they took that oath. And till the day they die, that oath stands. even if they're a veteran not getting a pension, because
I've done some work from a retired Navy. He says retired, but he was probably in his 80s. He is a naval commander in Florida now. I've done some work when he came to Oklahoma, and he is still active duty. They call him up. Don't think they can't. Those old dogs are. Don't think they ain't ready. They're ready, and they're smart.
Yep.
And they're mean, and they're tough.
Yep, your tax dollars, I think that's probably the best thing that your tax dollars do, if they really even do anything nowadays anyway, is, you may pay an Army private, an Army specialist while they're in, but you never know what they're going to do when they get out, and they're not getting a paycheck, because sometimes they take that oath very seriously to protect those who cannot protect themselves. And, sometimes, even though you may not notice it, but in the shadows, they're doing what they can to make things better.
And
they're preparing.
And thank all of them for their service. Absolutely.
Yes. And I wanted to give some props to some of the unsung heroes, the ones that you never hear about and never will. But
they've seen a lot. And what I'm saying is these lines are open for everybody, young or old. And whatever story they'd like to contribute to the show, would love to hear it.
Yep. And like I said, it doesn't have to be on the topics that you think we're all about, We're all about the truth here and what's going on in the world. Not limited to just, UFOs and space aliens and stuff. Because everyone's experiencing their own reality. And we want to hear about the bigger picture. What's some of the things that people have noticed that they don't realize that everyone else doesn't realize they're experiencing, like for example, this whole war in Syria thing, people think, oh, well, it's going on in Syria. And people don't think about the ramifications of us going in there on Syria. But then again, there are some people on the social media that are burning this thing up. And giving so many different points of view on what's really going on.
You would think that, but I saw a report yesterday, and there were more people tweeting or whatever. They were more in line talking about. They were more interested in tweeting about. Twerking or whatever, way more than Syria.
What's twerking?
Whatever it is. It's some kind of dance where the girls do with their butts, and I don't know.
That's weird. Anyway, I don't
really
think twerking has anything to do with my life, but, if that's in your world, then go accept it and twerk some or something. I don't know.
What I'm saying is, I'm sure I'd like to see a girl twerk, but I've paid for strippers before, I understand that, but they're more interested in this new dance craze, which I think it is, way far more, nobody's tweeting about Syria.
Yeah, well,
that's America. I mean, that's the social media, it's not... They're more interested in the Kardashians or Miley Cyrus or, they're tweeting. They're not tweeting about national or topics or earthquakes or current topics. It's more about social life. Social media is not you know, it's about college football this weekend, I'm sure, you know. So, you know,
and all that stuff's great to, you know, to have available to you, you know, the entertainment and stuff, but, you know, getting complacent and allowing world events to control you rather than you controlling world events is not really the way to be, because it will end very badly for you if you allow the world to control you and the world to run you.
That's what's happening, though. I think people, like you said, they're complacent. They're more worried, and their topics, what they're talking about, you know, it's just, God, they can slide some information in right by you, some big events, and they'll never see it.
Yep. And the bigger events get even less attention because people
exactly.
say, oh, well, there's nothing I can do about it. Well, you're wrong, actually. You can do more about it if you actually give attention to it than, well, obviously, than you can imagine because you don't use your imagination. People like you are locked in a box, and it's very square, you know, and making you also very square. And, you know, I don't know what the world's take on being square is today, but when I was growing up, being a square is not exactly the coolest thing to do. So, you know, change the box, make it a circle, you know, and, you know, at least be a wholesome individual. You know, if you're going to be, molded into something, you know, you might as well, at least, get rid of the edginess. But, you know, like I said, that's my opinion. You know, if you don't like it, I don't care. So, you know, make your own reality. Don't let someone do it for you. They might be insane. Let's see. So anyway, I made my own my own Facebook thing that I thought was not there, and then it wasn't. And I came up with the Oklahoma Ufologist Consensus. And the reason I made this is because, one, there are no ufologists in Oklahoma because no one created a group and proclaim themselves as such. And then two, there is no consensus in general of UFOs anywhere. And the reality that I want you to look at regarding that is very simple. If you're in a group that like studies UFOs like CSETI or CE5 or MUFON or whatever, you know, the consensus is not uniform. It is not uniform at all. It is all speculation and very little fact. And the disinformation that, you know, was, except for as of late, maybe the last 6 months or so, it's changed up a little bit, but the disinfo is going out the door. The lies are going to be exposed. The liars are going to be ousted. And those trying to convey the truth will be unfortunately heralded as, you know, the saving grace when people need to know what's going on. But unfortunately, you know, those saving graces are still opinions. And it requires everyone to really look inwardly and make their own decisions up about what's going on. I'm gonna come to one of my conclusions here in a little while. I'd like to give you the Facebook things. It's you go to facebook.com/OklahomaUFO and
right.
Oklahoma Ufologist Consensus. That's my page. Only got a couple likes, but then again, this is pages for Oklahomans. So
absolutely.
I put information, up there that I think is relevant or stacks you know, on with what I put out there. What I put out there is not a secret. It's there. It's on the internet. You know, it's copied, pasted, and mirrored probably 100 times, you know, every 10 minutes. You know, once it's there, it's there. Once things are on the internet, everyone kind of knows that. It's there. You know, it's not going anywhere.
Right.
You just have to, you know, seek, and you'll find.
Right.
And so I, you know, I post some things up there that I think people should, you know, take a look at. But that's my opinion, all right?
Sure.
It's not necessarily exactly what's going on, okay?
And we want to hear their opinion.
Yeah. You know, I've said a lot, you know, but you know what? It's time for some people to, you know, step up and either challenge me, you know, or say their truth. What's your truth? And, you know, and as more people participate, the consensus will develop, not be defined. It will not be defined for a while.
Yes. And by the way, we did some test shows, maybe 10. This is like our second show, and we're not quite where we want to be as far as, you know, I'm not happy with a lot of some of the production yet. We're getting there. I think by December that we will have a show I'm very proud of the work we've done so far. But we are putting in our time, not for us, but for you. And we want to hear from you with emails. And to be honest with you, it's growing already. But we cannot wait to hear from you. So if you're listening, send in your emails, questions, because it's not about us. It's about you. But in theory, it's all about us. Back to you, Bishop.
Yeah, I want to comment on that too. That's exactly, you know, how I feel. If just because you think that, you know, oh well, you know, how could my experience be of any value? You know, well, don't look so down on yourself.
Right.
You know, don't think that you know your experience and yourself has no value worth expressing. You know, that's a really defeatist thing. Like you accept that you're a sinner and there's nothing you can do about it. You know, that's ridiculous. You know,
absolutely.
You know, you are an immortal spiritual being, and everything you experience is very powerful, and you need to express your power. You know, express your power, and vocalize in this particular case. You know, your experience. You know, share your reality, and you will become very powerful. You know, because it will be you, your inner self, expressing who you are as a soul. You know, take the chains off of yourself. Become something new. Become greater than you are. That urge to be greater. Like I said, you know, you can come to my Oklahoma Ufologist Consensus page on Facebook. And from time to time, I'll put some stuff up there if I think it fits in, or if I think you should know it.
Also, we talked about, you know, you wanted me to start a meetup group. The meetup group will start, the first night is October 1st. It will be at the Yeti. If you don't know what a Yeti is, look it up. But the Yeti also is where we will meet, next door to the Canes Ballroom here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Kyle, you've been to the Yeti. You know where our meeting's going to be in beautiful Tulsa, Oklahoma, which is right around the corner from the center of the universe. That meeting will be October 1st. Make sure you join, and can't wait to meet you guys and gals and hear the stories. First meeting is October 1st at the Yeti at 7 p.m. Back to you, Yeti. Yeti. Blue Chef, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely going to make some serious effort to go there myself.
For the record,
Blue
Shift is not a Yeti. He wish he was, but he's not. But
yeah.
Boy,
it's a really cool place, and there's a lot of secret history, around there, and maybe if we're lucky, we'll get to learn about that.
We've met with a couple of people before there. The owner is a really nice guy and has a ton of history. He will be on the show in a couple of months, like I said. There's a lot of history in Tulsa. This show, like I said, is based here in Oklahoma. Of course, we appreciate all viewers from the United States and galaxies far away, but we are in the center of the universe here in Tulsa, and the show primarily is set up to hear from Oklahomans about Oklahomans and their experiences with all topics discussed. Back to you, Blue Chef.
Yes. There's one more Facebook page that I thought was of interest for tonight, which is I didn't create this one. Someone else did. Why they created it, I don't know. Maybe I'll find out someday, and maybe they'll be on the show. Trying to make that happen, I guess, now. But it's called UFOs, Rural Oklahoma, and Beyond. This is another Oklahoma.
That's a good one.
Yeah, and there's two people that are really dedicated to pointing out really paranormal stuff, or things you should they think you should look at.
I'm a member.
Yeah, and join up the group if you're in Oklahoma, and if you're from beyond, then maybe you got something that that everyone in the group should take a look at. Get the imagination going and seeing what becomes of it.
Take a key and open up your mind, folks, is what we're saying.
Yes. Yes, definitely. Let's see. What else do we got? Oh yeah. Like I said, I was going to talk about one of my opinions as to one of the things that's going on. There is I don't know exactly how I got on this. This train of thought or whatever. But I think the experiences as of late are kind of stacking up. So I figured I'd mention it. Because like I said, I'm just telling you guys, okay, this is going on, this is what's happening, as far as I know, and in my personal experience. This is my experience, not something that I decided to, make up and then, say, because there's a lot of crap out there. I guess it's called, like, UFO disease or something. People making up stuff because they got nothing new. But I don't really care what you think. I'm doing this again and again and again. And it's going to continue to, like I said, it's going to, I think, continue to escalate to the point of understanding.
But do remember, though, if you have seen something and would like to report it, also for maybe that $100,000 reward or more, go to MUFON.com, put in all information that you can. It's a trustworthy site, and you will be followed up with questions. And without any judgment, The people are very nice and would love to hear your stories. There are no stories that are not listened to, no matter how far-fetched you think they might be. And with further investigation, if needed, it will be followed up on.
Yeah. Yeah, make no mistake. You know, you think it may be far-fetched. You may think it be something that's just absolutely insane. Like I said, don't place limitations on yourself. Don't have those preconceived ideas of how things are and what people will be willing to accept. Because it's not about, you know whether you accept it or not. The truth is the truth, and the truth has no agenda. It simply just is. You know, your truth is valid. Your truth should be heard, and it should be understood. And one of my truths is that I've come to understand is that there's, you know, various different kinds of interdimensional beings and various different even bona fide space aliens from, like, another planet and stuff. They're out there, and they're looking at us now to see what we do next. One of the things that I had mentioned about macrobes the other day was, you know, they come around here and they threaten me. I don't, you know, this is Oklahoma. You know, you don't just go around threatening people. That's not a good idea. You don't do that, you know. One day, you know, after, you know, the one thing that me and my friend had discussed about them, you know, coming around where I was at, it came back another time and started trying to do the same thing. Well, I went out to confront it with a 12-gauge shotgun, and 'cause I didn't like being threatened on my property, plain and simple. And you know, I figured since, you know, we were going out there and coming at it with a 12-gauge shotgun, it decided to run off. Well, as I rounded the corner, this thing, you know, bolted off. I figured it was just, you know, got a little concerned about its situation and decided to split. Well, as I came around that corner, I looked around, and I saw this cat there. It just, like, sitting there. And then it was looking at me. And I was like, well, this is not one of the weirdest things I've seen so far. You know, I got a macrobe coming at me, threatening me, then runs away because I come at it, back at it, and then macrobe runs across the street and starts running off into the distance. And I look to the left, and I see this black cat just, like, staring at me. And, you know, normally when you see a cat that you don't know or the cat doesn't know you, cats run off. They don't, you know, just sit around, you know, and stare at you. You know, like a pouncing type stance. Now, I don't know too much about cats, but I do know that they run away from you in most cases. They don't just, you know, and this, especially, you know, when this, you know, this predator, this macrobe is right there. And personally, I think, I've been trying to find out about it. I think that this is one of the cat people. And maybe that's a bad description of them. I don't know, exactly, you know, very much about them. There's not really very much information. Some people seem to think that they're no good. You know, the Asiatic people used to pray to, like, the cat people and the lion people and the leopard people. They used to, you know, they used to do that, and some even do to this day. My thoughts on that was, that's an ancient tradition, I think that they're an interdimensional species from planet Earth. that are human, but they have like feline traits. So I think maybe a better, more respectable title, you know, to give that group is, you know, the feline people, or the feline humans, you know, because they're. I don't know if you can. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Just hearing some music in the background. But
this song is called "You're the Cat" by Al Stewart.
Interesting.
Keep going with your story.
Well, anyway, the cat people or the feline people. Some people seem to think that they're no good. But I personally am convinced that one of the cat people protected me from a macro. And I think that that speaks volumes about this group, whoever or whatever they are. You know, I've heard some, as of late, just in the last week or two, I've heard a lot of people mentioning it. They're not really sure what they were seeing, but the way they described it is what I can find on the internet. You know, they're pretty tall, and they're humanoid, and apparently they can talk to you. You know, so, but I don't know exactly what the cat people or the feline people, their agenda is, but they obviously have one. And if they're interdimensional from planet Earth, then I'll tell you one thing for sure is that they don't like getting nuked. You know, and they don't have to tell me that. That's just something that, you know, if you understand about, you know, interdimensional beings, you know, and radiation is a multi-state particle. It's in two places at once, in different frequencies, and it scrambles frequencies, physical frequencies. So you set off a nuke in one dimension, like here, and it's experienced in another dimension. And there might be something going on there, like another civilization. And that's something to keep in mind. The cat people might just be here because we nuked them in another dimension. And maybe they're a little pissed off at us. So, you know, there's also that possibility that they just might not like us because of that. And, you know, I think it's important for people to convey that, hey, we didn't know that. You know, personally, I think we should blame it all on the macrobes. You know, but that's Blue Shift's opinion. So, bear that in mind, you know, and if there's one interdimensional race of cat people, and people are always talking about reptilians and little green or little gray men, then you might want to keep yourselves open to some very shocking revelations that we are not only not alone, but we are very observed in our behaviors. And just hopefully that some of these beings aren't too pissed off at us, and hopefully they'll see through the veil and realize that we're being manipulated and that we didn't mean to necessarily go after, after them. And that wasn't our intention if we just so happened to, you know, step too loudly in the forest.
Hmm.
We're evil. You know, we require help. You know, to get ourselves right as a race, as a cosmic consciousness. We need a little bit of careful observance in our behaviors, that you know, we're not just doing this to cause problems. There's a reason for our behavior. If we offended any of the interdimensional races. And note that once this reason, these macros are done dealing with us, and starting stuff between, you know, various different ET races and interdimensional groups, once they're done with us, us humans, then they're going to move on to you know, whatever else it is that they're going to do. And that's just, you know, something that hopefully these beings that are visiting us understand, you know. Unfortunately, I can't apologize for the entire human race, but here it goes. I'm giving the apology now. Sorry if we pissed you off. Sorry if we did something to you that you didn't like, you know. Perhaps we did do it, but we didn't know, really. We didn't really know what we were doing. We're like children. In this case, we don't need a little bit of a push. We need a little bit of help and then a push. What we can become again is something new and something greater than it was that we were before. We're stronger in new ways when this is all over. And for the best result, I think we do have quite a bit to offer the cosmos. But, obviously not right now.
right.
But don't pass up the opportunity, you know. Like I said, everyone's got their own agendas. The human race is a very compassionate and giving race when we, feel comfortable and have a good understanding of what's going on. But being left-brained, everything's got to add up right, or we're confused and terrified or terrorized. Either way you look at it, they're both pretty valid. Like I said,
we've got like 7 minutes left on tonight's show. Hot topics, switching gears, like I know you can. Let's see. I'm trying to figure out what you might. You know, they've been talking a lot about the moon lately, how it's, what's your thoughts on the moon again?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The bright moon tonight.
Well, yeah, no, that's something that a lot of people have been pointing out to me. It's like, man, the moon is really bright now. Like, I mean, I've never seen the moon this bright. Has anyone noticed this?
I brought it up.
Yeah. Me and Ron didn't talk about this earlier. Obviously somebody else noticed
it. Right.
But there's that. We also have.
Do you think the myth that the full moon brings out the crazies?
That
people act differently.
I think that there's something else behind it that you're just not noticing yet. I'm going to leave it at that because, like I said, don't know exactly, but I think that there's something really, really paranormal going on about the situation. I can't say, of the many different theories that I've heard about the moon, I can't say that any one of these theories are 100% correct, but some of them might touch on it.
Okay, I'm going to totally switch gears on you big time right now. One of my favorite topics to listen to talk about is Nibiru and Planet X. What's your thoughts on Planet X?
In my opinion, there was another planet in the solar system at a time called Phaeton or Tiamat or various other names that, you know, we don't really know. Depends on the culture that was recording it at the time. They're probably talking about the same thing. Planet got destroyed. I think it was macrobes or something related to that. But
and by the way, I would like to say happy birthday to one of my Facebook friends, Mr. Bill Murray from Ghostbusters Saturday Night Live. Bill, happy birthday. Back to you, Blue Ship.
Oh, that's great. Anyway, the pieces of that planet can now constitute the asteroid belt. In that asteroid belt are a ton of macrobes. And like I said, macrobes, they can use these asteroids or meteors to hitch a ride into the Earth's atmosphere. When they land, not only do they create, you know, destruction and devastation, but, you know, what you don't see coming out of it are a bunch of orbs, a.k.a. macrobes. Not to be confused with the orbs that I talked about as their probes, like the UFOs. They're different. Same name, but different thing. The macrobes are the artificial intelligence. The plastic androgynous gray aliens that people sometimes talk about. The androgynous, they don't reproduce. They're just simply there, and they're what's left over. But that's something to keep in mind. And also, we will be following up with how to deal with macrobes. Man, you know, I don't know what it is about these things, but man, do I hate them. And I am going to, provide you with recommendations from other people on how to deal with these that I have identified as kind of what we need to address these, you know, this fear incarnate. I want to provide you all with solutions. And I'm going to provide you with all kinds of solutions to get you, you know, because they're, you know, unfortunately, even I am one of those people that has to be shown what's going on. So don't feel like, oh man, I've just been a complete idiot this entire time. But I'm gonna show you some solutions, and I'm gonna show you the best thing out there. You know, something that you guys can actively participate with. These solutions will come from, not necessarily everyday people like you, but yet they are people like you and experiencing their own reality. Theirs just happens to be a bit more creative than you and in a lot of cases, me. I'm doing this. This is what I'm doing, and I am here now. But right. They will be coming, and then they will be showing you what they're here to do, or what right. They are doing, or however you want to look at it.
Right.
Little by little, they're gonna pop up, and if you think that you have something, then shoot us an email, book a time that you want to come on and tell the universe your story.
We are running out of time. Did I start to kick you off, Blue Ship? Happy birthday, Bill Murray. Thanks for listening to Center of the Universe. Have a good night, everyone.
Thank you.